Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Outdoor Equestrian Podcast. This is season 3, where I get to interview people in the equine industry and hear survival stories. I am excited for today because I get to interview an equestrian TV presenter from Ride TV Network. She has a show called Old Horse, where she digs deep into the past of the world's most well-known horses in the equine history, from all different disciplines. She has been riding Western her entire life, and she is not only a TV presenter, but she's also an actress and a model. She models for fashion companies such as Gypsy Soul, and she has a sister who is a country singer. Her sister's name is Callie Twistleman, and if you don't know her, you should definitely check her out. I am very excited because today we get to talk about one of my favorite episodes on This Old Horse, where she interviewed some people who have the famous racehorse Alashiba. And Alashiba had a really great win, and he's a thoroughbred racehorse. So this is really, really interesting. Definitely a unique discipline to have, you know, horses and journalism. But it's my dream job, and that's why I'm so excited today, and I'm so excited for you guys to listen to it and hear more about Ride TV Network. Thank you so much, guys. Here you go.
Hello?
Hi, Carly. This is Remy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, thank you for doing this today.
Yeah, of course.
I know we've been talking for a while, but we never got around to doing this.
I was making it happen.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
So, I'm just going to start. I knew you grew up having a passion for acting, TV, and film, and journalism. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
That's so cool, because you grew up in the Western world.
Yep.
And then your parents were hunters, you grew up in California. So, it kind of reminded me from, because you love to act and you love performing, and I interviewed Janie Johnson from the Cowboy Channel, and she said that she loved that as well, so that's what that reminded me of.
Mm-hmm, I know Janie very well.
Oh, cool, okay. And then you did a news internship in college, and with Ride TV, you kind of got to combine your passions for horses and broadcast journalism.
Yep, that's right. It was kind of a dream come true. I never thought I'd be able to combine both things that I was passionate about, so I was pretty excited to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And then you've also been a horseback rider in the Western world for a very long time. You've done modeling for Gypsy Soul, and is that a clothing brand, or what is that exactly?
Yes, that was a clothing brand. They actually were bought out by Miller Brand, which like owns Cinch and mm-hmm. all those, you know, jean companies, but, so they're no longer a company, but back in, gosh, I think it was like 2015, maybe, they were kind of the big deal as far as Western women's clothing.
Okay. And then you've been Miss California USA 2012, Miss Malibu 2012, top 15, and then Miss Orange County 2011, top 10. So you've accomplished a lot. Is that, how did you accomplish so much?
Well, that's a complicated question. growing up, the way I did, we explained, out on a ranch with my family, and, you know, we had to work hard for everything we had, and that's the life that my family still has today, and I just was told to dream big, and if I wanted to do something, I could do it. Mm-hmm. I just had to work for it. So I've kind of had that mentality when it comes to anything in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little farm girl with big dreams, and I had a big imagination, and I think that's what led to like passion for acting and something that was way beyond the scope of what my family knew anything about. And but I had a goal, and I wanted to get it, and my family told me I could do anything, so I believe them, and I just set that goal, and that's what I've, you know, strive for and still strive for all the time. Sometimes, you know, your mind gets in your way and you can sabotage your own career by having self-doubt, but you mm-hmm. gotta just remember to push through.
That's really good. And what I like about you is that you seem very determined, a lot like me in the fact that you work hard at what you want. So how did that lead you to the TV networks that you've worked for, such as NRA TV, Gun TV, and then Ride TV?
Well, I think it goes to what you're saying, which, yes, I'm a big fan of yours because you are very determined, and I love to see all that you're doing at such a young age. That's really impressive. You don't see a lot of people your age starting out doing all of that.
Yeah.
I wish I was better when I was your age, but how did it lead to the TV networks I've worked for? You know, I think it's a matter of the work that you put in, and then it kind of falls into place, but it's because you did the work. Like, mm-hmm. I moved to LA, I was taking acting classes, I was networking, I was meeting people. I also had the rodeo side of my life, which, you know, it doesn't feel like I was working towards that, but I was. And then it just kind of fell together where these networks that had to do with TV or had to do with acting knew that I had a background in rodeo and knew that I was pursuing acting and had seen some of my stuff. And they just were like, hey, you're what we're looking for. Would you come in and interview kind of thing? And that's kind of how it happened. Like, especially with Right TV, it was kind of like, wow, this seems godsend because mm-hmm. they hit me up on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And I thought at the time that I'm like, this can't be real. But then they ended up being a startup network, and I helped them launch. And I went to New York with them and met with Dish Network and Verizon and watched them grow from basically an internet channel to internationally distributed on television. So that was pretty cool.
Wow. And then Ride TV is pretty new, right?
They started back in 2000. When I got with them, it was 2015.
Yeah.
They've been on Dish Network and a couple other networks for probably 4 years now.
Yeah, so pretty new.
Yeah, they're fairly new.
Awesome. And then the president, Craig Morris, started that organization. How did that get up and running?
Well, he had actually had his own channel, or sorry, not his own channel. He had his own television show on RFD TV back before Ride TV ever existed. Craig Morris was a big time cutter, champion cutter. And so he had a show on RFD TV that was about basically training your horse and stuff like that. And he took that idea himself and decided he wanted to launch his own network that wasn't just an instructional network, but was a lifestyle network about equine animals. So basically everything about the horse, it wasn't just educational, but it was just fun to watch. And that's kind of how I got the idea of Ride TV.
Okay. Because that's so interesting, and I think it's a good idea because you don't see that on TV.
I mean, it was definitely an awesome concept, and the way he would describe it was like, basically every civilization in history has been started on the horse. That's how the Romans started. It's how the Greeks started. Like, everything has started on the horse. So everybody kind of has when people think of horses, you almost have like a special bond to them, or you think of them in a like very positive way, and there's something that horses can do to people. I mean, there's literally statistical evidence of horses healing people as far as like they have, you know, mental or physical disabilities. There's just something about a horse that a lot of people are drawn to. And so I think it was an awesome idea for, you know, a network concept, and apparently a lot of other people thought so too.
Yeah. And then tell me a little bit about NRA TV and Gun TV, because I'm not a hunter myself, but I'm learning how to shoot. So kind of tell me about that and how your background helped you get into that.
Growing up on my family's ranch, we always had firearms, and hunting was just kind of like a casual thing to do. So it was just like something I grew up with, and then was one of those things where, you know, you've already put in the work, even though I didn't realize I had. It was just something we always did. Mm-hmm. And then I started getting auditions leaning towards firearms and guns. And mm-hmm. I had an audition for Ben TV, which was basically an online shopping network for firearms. Mm-hmm. And they casted me based off of my background being a farmer / rancher and outdoorsy hunter.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got the start with them. And then ultimately a producer I knew became the producer for NRA TV. And she, like, when she thought of an all-American girl that hunted, I was the first one that came to mind because she didn't really know very many hunters. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I got my in with NRA. And it just, it's funny how your life, what you do in your life can affect your career so much. I never really thought about that when I was younger.
Yeah.
But whatever you're doing in your life, maybe it's a passion of yours, really could be positive for whatever you're wanting to do career-wise. So be proud of who you are and embrace it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's interesting, too, because what you're introduced to as a young age kind of sets you up for who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. So, good for you. You accomplished a lot. But I know that you have also grown up in California. You went to UCLA. And what I thought was interesting about this was that they didn't have a rodeo team there. So, you kind of created your own rodeo team.
Yeah, that's right. I grew up, you know, high school rodeoing and junior rodeoing, and when I got to college, I thought I was going to have to choose between my acting career and my rodeoing, and so I did for the first year, mm-hmm. and it wasn't fun. I had a miserable first year of college. I was mm-hmm. depressed. I missed my horses, mm-hmm. and so I wanted to figure out if there was a way where I could rodeo still, and I found out that you could rodeo independently through a college that didn't have a team. And so I had to approach the dean of students at UCLA and get their approval, and they actually gave it to me, which surprised me. I thought they would have been, like, anti-rodeo and against, you know, kind of thinking cruelty to animals or whatever.
Yeah.
But they weren't. They were very supportive and let me rodeo and represent UCLA at the collegiate level, which was an honor.
Wow. And then you're the only person on the team. Yes. Is that right?
I am the only member ever of the UCLA rodeo team.
That's crazy. But good for you, though. You worked up there and you got that opportunity. That's really good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was definitely a happy moment in my life. And one thing that it taught me was that I was the only person telling myself I couldn't do it in the beginning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all it took was for me to believe, hey, maybe I can do it too. I can have rodeo and I can be in LA pursuing my acting career.
Oh, yeah.
And so, just don't get in your own way, basically, is the moral of the story.
That's really good. I haven't grown up doing Western, but I've ridden in high school with show jumping. So
nice.
I did that for 2 years, and then the other year, something came up with my family to where I couldn't do the horses, but I took lessons. So it's just, I started riding at 4 years old, so it's been... Mm-hmm. a part of my life for a long time.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah.
Been doing it since I was born, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really cool you did the show jumping. I've never done that. I'd love to try that.
Yeah, oh, it's so fun. I love it.
Have you ever fallen off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think you kind of have to expect that when you're a horse rider.
Yeah. Well, I try not to think about that. I try to think that I'm going to stay on no matter what, but there has been times where they've gotten me down.
Yeah. But on another note, you moved to Texas after, you know, you moved out of California. What's something you may miss from California, if anything?
That I may what?
You may miss.
Oh, well, I still spend a lot of time in California.
Mm-hmm.
I love the state. It's where my family is deeply rooted. And where I'm from in California, to me, is one of the best places in the country. Paso Robles is kind of a little hidden gem in California.
Mm.
It's very agricultural based, and the people are nice, and it's just a beautiful part of the state. When I'm gone, I definitely miss home. I mean, my family and the ranch that we have is irreplaceable. I mean, it's just, you know, it's home to me. So that's mm-hmm. definitely something I miss when I'm away. Mm-hmm. But there are some great other places in the United States that I love, and it's good to get out and explore a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And then what do you like about Texas?
Oh, Texas is wonderful. The people are great. The way of life is great. It's cheaper cost of living. And it's a big state. There's so many different parts of it. It's actually pretty diverse. If people haven't been there, if you go, you'll see that. The state, there's the cities, there's the country. The one thing I don't really like about Texas is sometimes the weather, but it's not too terrible. It can be humid sometimes, mm-hmm. and then it can have some big storms, but for the majority, it's a really great state. I have good food.
Okay, awesome. And then I like that it's faith-based, too, more than other states.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. That yeah. is a really neat part about Texas. They yeah. are proud mm-hmm. of their religion, and they are not afraid to talk about it, which is a very nice thing.
Yeah. And you don't, I mean, I'm in Colorado, so you don't see that a lot here.
Yeah.
I really like Ride TV because I think that they're not afraid to show faith-based people on the network, which mm-hmm. you don't see in TV really at all.
You know, that's an interesting point I never really thought about, but it's so true. You mm-hmm. don't. And especially nowadays, like, everyone's so scared to show any sort of, like, you know, faith-based belief, thinking it's controversial, but then it's just a wacky time we're living in. But yes, that is a very great thing about Ride TV. And I think that's a great thing about the Western culture. Mm-hmm. Like, they do embrace faith and embrace, you know, whatever you believe to yeah. not feel ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I like the Western culture so much, even though I'm not really a part of it. Mm-hmm. They're just really into traditional faith-based values.
That is so true. And I think that is one of the most important things that I loved when joining Ride TV mm-hmm. was that you don't have to be in the culture or a horse-horsing person, quote-unquote, to love horses or to love the values or, you know, to relate to it. Because, I mean, it's for everyone. It's not like, you know, you have to be immersed in the world to be a part of it. It's really for everyone and welcoming to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And so what's been one of your favorite stories that you've covered on Ride TV?
Oh my gosh. One of my favorite stories I've covered. Well, hands down, as far as my show goes of This Old Horse, mm-hmm. where we feature famous horses throughout history, my favorite story has got to be about Well Armed, the racehorse that basically defeated all odds and won the richest horse race in the world at the time when he basically was supposed to be euthanized. Mm-hmm. The story behind that horse is incredible, and I love the people that own him. And then another huge favorite of mine was because I got to interview one of my heroes, Charmaine James.
Oh, yeah.
And talk to her about Scamper. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But all of them have been so inspiring, and I've learned so much about different disciplines in the equine world, not just rodeo, which I come from, you know, just mainly a Western background. But I've got to interview, you know, stories about racehorses and jumping horses and walking horses, and mm-hmm. it's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I think your show on Ride TV is one of the best.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hopefully we get back to filming more soon.
Yeah, I know. I like it. I enjoyed Alice Sheba. I thought that one was really good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. So, how did you go into kind of getting the idea for that show?
Well, that show was actually, it was thought up by Craig and mm-hmm. a couple of the other producers. Mm-hmm. They knew they wanted to, at first they thought it was going to be a show about interviewing famous equine riders, but then they thought, you know, wait, it'd be cooler to do stories on the actual equine. Like, mm-hmm. let's do stories on the horses. So that's kind of how that show came about. I didn't help come up with the idea, but I loved the idea when they approached me with it. But then when it came to writing the show, producing the show, I did all the research, and I had a team that also contributed and helped on it. But it was great because I got to be part of the research and the producing and the writing, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then when did you join the network?
I joined the network back in 2015 before they were live on TV. And at the time, I was talent, but I was also someone who went along with them to basically talk to Verizon and Dish and Direct and Comcast. And we went and made deals with them about, you know, show ideas and trying to get them to pick up the network on their cable providers. So that's kind of how I first started with them.
Okay.
And then when we got the green light to go, we started filming, and that's how we started filming This Old Horse.
Oh, great. That's really great. Awesome. And then what do you like about Ride TV compared to other TV organizations?
Well, of course, the first thing is it involves horses, and I love horses.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime there's like a show or anything on TV aside from Ride TV involves horses, I'm always trying to watch it. I'm interested, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm biased because I, you know the people behind the network. Mm-hmm. I know the values of the people behind the network, so of course I love that. And I love that it's an outlet for equine people. Because we didn't have that before. I mean, now you do have a few more, like the Cowboy Channel and IFDTV. But it's just nice to have places to go for people that love horses to watch, you know, what they love.
Yeah. And then the first episode that you did was about Harry Daylayer. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I read a book on that. It was called Snowman, I believe.
Yeah.
It was a really good book. I liked it a lot. But then I love reading about, Buck Brannaman, the uh-huh. horse trainer.
Yes.
So I think it'd be cool, like, interviewing different horse trainers.
Oh my gosh, so when we first started the show, and that was the first episode, mm-hmm. We were a small network at the time, and a small budget, but I had big hopes that we were going to interview the owner because, you know, the trainer. He was, you know, at the time I wasn't sure if he was still alive, and then we found out he was, he was over on the East Coast, and we didn't know how we were going to be able to, like, go see him, or we didn't think we'd get him to be able to come to us. So at the time, it was the first episode, it was the pilot, we weren't sure if the show was going to go on, and so it was just kind of like, well, we don't have the budget right now to, you know, be flying a whole crew all over the country. And mm-hmm. But yes, that was something that I wanted to go back and refilm the episode because I knew it could be so good with the interviews, but just didn't get a chance to do that. Maybe one day, though, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and I think you do a really good job at researching and asking good questions on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It's definitely work, but it's fun work because, you know, I'm interested in it, so that makes a difference.
Yeah. And it's such a unique job. Like, you don't hear combining journalism and horses.
Yeah, I know, it is different, but yeah. I think that's why it definitely was my little beach, you know? Like, I was definitely made for the job, and mm-hmm. I know there are definitely other people like me out there that would love to do the same thing, and mm-hmm. hopefully it just continues to grow.
Do you see it growing a lot?
I'd like to think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think you see that happening with all the other networks popping up, but there's more and more happening too, especially with so much social media dominance. I think you're going to see a lot of online shows that don't necessarily have to be carried on TV.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely see it growing.
And then I also know that you are an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself going with that, and then what kind of films have you been in?
You know, that has always been my number one passion. The hosting just kind of, like, happened, which is funny. I would like to go back into it, and I've kind of been leaning that way here since COVID's happened, and, you know, I've had a lot of time to think about that stuff because work has slowed down a lot. But I would love... My goal or my dream would be to do, like, half-hour sitcoms. Like, I love comedy. But I would not turn away, you know, a movie deal or anything like that.
Yeah.
I have done a lot of, what would you call them? Oh, my gosh, I'm having a brain freeze.
That's okay.
They're not non-profit. No, okay. Sorry, I'm talking to Levi over here trying to remember what they're called.
No, it's okay.
Not low budget. Independent films. That's okay. What I was trying to think of. I've done a lot of independent films. Some of the biggest things I've worked on, there was a show called Vegas, probably like 6 years ago now. It was basically a show all about horses too. And so I did some horseback riding on that, and then I was on a movie that I wouldn't brag about too much because I didn't think the movie was that great, but a movie called Frank with Jason Statham. I did stunts on that. I've done a lot of stunt work, and it also ties back into the horses, being able to ride horses and stuff. I was on Glee. I did some cheerleading on Glee.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. And then a lot of, like, student films, like USC films and UCLA. I've done a music video.
Oh, wow.
Stuff like that.
So, really cool. Kind of a variety of things.
Definitely a variety. I'd like to grow up more. I tell Levi all the time, Levi is my fiancé, I tell him that, you know what? I might be like Betty White and make it then, but I'd be okay with that. Be an old grandma on TV.
That would be really cool, though.
Yeah. So it's definitely still a dream of mine, but I just let God lead the way, and when He's ready for me to have something happen in my life, I figure it will.
Mm-hmm. And then, where do you envision yourself within, like, movies and TV? What kind of acting do you want to do?
I would love, like I said, besides the sitcom comedy stuff, I would really love to do a Western. I think that'd be so much fun. That was one thing I really was hoping Ride would branch out into more, and they might and start doing films and do, like, Westerns. I would love to do that. I definitely see myself leaning more towards, I don't want to do anything that compromises my values.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I really want to keep my values and be proud of my work and be proud of my family seeing my work. But I would love to try, you know, different challenging roles and, you know, see how much range I have. I think that's fun, doing challenging things if you feel more accomplished, you know?
Oh, yeah. And then you've done performing since you were a kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I did school plays. And then my mom actually got me into modeling and acting when I was very young. And I did, like, commercials and stuff when I was a kid. And, yep, it's kind of been my thing since I was little. And then even just being on the ranch, you know, me and my cousins would be bored. And so we'd make up a play to show my grandparents. Like, whatever we could do, we were always just performing.
Yeah, that sounds like a really unique way to grow up, because you were in the Western world with it, but very fun. That's cool.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, my passion is broadcast journalism. I love the outdoors because I've grown up in Colorado. And then I love horses. So if I can do something with that, I think that would be very interesting. And one of the people I look up to is Bear Grylls. He's really big in his faith, which I love, and the fact that he's really outdoorsy, and he's also a conservative, which is great. I just like that. Yeah. So hopefully I can get into the, like, adventure space outdoors.
You can do anything you want to do. I can totally see that happening. Yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And then the other day, I interviewed this girl. Her name's Kinga Phillips. Mm-hmm. And she grew up traveling around the U.S. in a van with her parents, and which was, you know, unique way to grow up. But because of that, she fell in love with travel, and she's on these shows on National Geographic, Discovery Channel, Travel Channel. I don't know if you have seen Lost in the Wild.
I don't think I have, but I need to look this up. That sounds very interesting.
It's a really, really good show. I'm not, like, I don't, like, love TV. Like, I'm not constantly watching it, but yeah. I loved watching that show. And then J.J. Kelly, he's a filmmaker. He was in that show as well, and I got the opportunity to interview him.
Oh, very cool.
And so they look for missing people in international countries, which is...
Wow.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
It's called Lost in the Wild.
Lost in the Wild. I'm going to have to look that up.
It's really, really good.
Hmm. Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if I could do something kind of like that, outdoor stuff, hopefully meet Bear Grylls.
I feel like if you just keep... I'm actually pitching a show right now. I think you just have to keep looking at your roots. Look at what you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. Look at what interests you. And the best thing you can do is start filming. Start filming something. And you're going to have the experience on tape.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not tape, but you know what I mean? On your phone.
Yeah.
And you're going to have something to show people for when it, like, when it comes time and you have that opportunity and you have, like, that producer that's looking for something or somebody you're talking to, you'd be like, hey, I have this idea and it's a great idea. And you know what? They might like it too.
Yeah.
And then there you go.
Yeah. And
sounds like you're making some really good connections.
I am. It's so fun. And I guess I didn't realize that I loved it and that I was super passionate about it until I started doing it, if that makes sense. Yeah, so it's just super interesting in the fact that I can connect with all these people around the world is another bonus. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Well, good.
So, yeah, you've been an actor, you've done modeling. What's something, though, that we may not know about you, or people may not know about you that you'd like to share?
Ooh, that's a good question. Something that people may not know about me is I actually have my real estate license. I'm a real estate agent.
Okay.
And I recently have gotten into, thanks to my fiance, some construction work.
Okay.
But it's been really fun because we've been building our own house. And I've learned a lot. Levi has actually built houses for a long time. His dad had a construction company, and that's what they did. And so he's been teaching me a lot, and it's been really fun to build our own house. So that's the new adventure we're doing right now, and a lot of people don't know that about me.
That is so fun. What? How do you start doing that?
Well, I had no idea either. Basically, I've just been Levi's right-hand assistant, helping him do it all. But, you know, we have the land out on our family's place, on my family's ranch. So we're building a little place out there. And it's just one step at a time. There's definitely a process to building. There's a lot of designing involved, and definitely have to know how to frame, but that's where we started with the framing of the house and the foundation and just going from there. There's definitely steps to take, but once you start doing it, it's not as scary or hard as you think. It's just definitely a process.
Yeah, and it's something new that you can learn, so.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
A little side project and something I'd like to go into. I really want to own real estate property. And I want to have rentals, and I want us to flip houses and stuff, but
okay.
It's another little hobby I have.
Yeah, would you go on TV doing that, you think?
You know, I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe one day, I don't know.
I think so, too.
I'd love to be like the next Chip and Joanna.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'll
have to start posting more of the progress of our house.
Oh, yeah. And do you kind of have the interior planned out? Do you plan it out beforehand?
I kind of have an idea of what I wanted it to look like inside, but it's definitely, we didn't go about it the normal way. Mm-hmm. Usually you'll go to, like, someone who draws up plans, like an architecture, and they'll make the plans for your house, and you can give them to a builder, and a builder will build it. But Levi and I have just kind of been doing this on our own, and so I drew out the plans, and kind of knew how I wanted it to be, and we've just been going from there.
Well, that sounds like a fun project.
We're getting ready to paint, so it's exciting. It's starting to look like a home.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Fun project. And then it's on your family's ranch, or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Great. I wish I had a ranch. I don't. Maybe one day.
Well, I'm very blessed to have been born into it. I am so happy, the way I grew up, and definitely treat it as a blessing, because I know most people don't grow up that way.
Yeah.
And I wish I could share it with everyone, because it is a wonderful way to grow up.
Mm-hmm. And then what's something you're thankful for about your parents?
My parents are wonderful people. I am who I am because of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I feel like my dad really instilled into me was to work hard for everything and you can accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he also taught me the value of a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And they're incredible people. I can only strive to be as good as they are, and I'm blessed to have them.
Amazing. All right, Carly. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciated it. I enjoyed talking to you. I know we've been on and off on when we could do this, but, thank you for doing this today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I hope to meet you one day. I think I will. Well,
yeah, I'm sure we will. Yeah. When things get back to normal, we start going places. We're in Colorado. We'll have to make sure to meet up.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We will. All right, Carly.
All right, good talking to you, Remy.
You too. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, guys, that was my interview with Carly Twisselman. I'm so thankful for having her on, and I thank you guys so much once again being a part of this podcast and just listening to my interviews. I really, really appreciate it. And, you guys have been a part of this podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy every single one of my interviews that I do. I know that it's a process of kind of learning this interviewing thing, but I think I get better over time, and that's the whole point of doing this podcast. You gotta get better over time, and one day I can be on TV. So thank you so much, guys. I really, really do appreciate you, and I can't wait for the next interview. I really would love to interview an adventure author, or, a shark conservationist. I don't know. We're gonna see. But thank you so, so much. Have a good day.